Harvard announces that all courses will be online for 2020-2021 year. By Tom Sicata on July 6, 2020. Harvard University announced on Monday that all of its courses for the 2020-2021 academic year will be held online. Despite all classes remaining online, Harvard has refused to lower its high tuition costs. According to a press release published on Monday, Harvard University will keep its courses online for the entirety of the 2020-2021 academic year. Despite the decision to keep courses online, 40% of Harvard's undergraduate student population will be asked to return to campus this fall. All freshman students have been asked to live on campus for the fall semester. However, they will be asked to return home for the spring semester. After careful deliberation and informed by extensive input from our community, the Faculty of Arts and Sciences announced plans to bring up to 40% of our undergraduates to campus, including all first-year students, for the fall semester. Assuming that we maintain 40% density in the spring semester, we would again bring back one class, and our priority at this time is to bring seniors to campus. Under this plan, first years would return home and learn remotely in the spring. We also will invite back to campus those students who may not be able to learn successfully in their current home learning environment. Despite the significant changes to the 2020-2021 academic year, Harvard announced that tuition will remain the same. Many Twitter users condemned Harvard over their refusal to reduce tuition. So, Harvard decided to have online classes for the 2020-2021 academic school year. But, decided to keep tuition at $50,000. "This is America, ladies and gentlemen," one Harvard freshman wrote on Twitter. "They are going to make students pay the same as they would for in-person classes? Other universities will follow in their footsteps. Investigate this corruption and claw back the endowments," another wrote. The total estimated cost of attendance for 1 year at Harvard University is $72,559. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.